One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And opening up tonight at 7:30 p.m., the Shreveport Little Theater presents the sensational musical Mamma Mia, which will run through the end of July, and as we'll find out, maybe even a little longer. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios are cast members Linnea Fayard Allen, Jennifer Carcillo, and Heather P. Cooper. I hope I got all those names right, because I'm lousy at reading on the fly, so, you know.
No, perfect.
I didn't butcher anything. Good. Give me time. There you go. So, well, thanks for joining me this morning, ladies. And let's first off talk about the obvious role of ABBA. This is a musical that really just kind of generated out of the music of ABBA. And I know, you know, doing my research originally, the original writer was like, I don't think so, you know, but they pulled this off and this has been a magnificent success across the world. So tell us a little bit about the genesis of this and what you know about it. So.
Well, I can tell you that it started in the West End in 1999 and then on Broadway in 2002. And it was on Broadway. It ran for, I believe, 14 years and became the ninth longest running musical in Broadway history. So it's just fun that we are able to do it locally.
You know, I'm thinking over 60 million people have seen this play. I can't think of too many that have garnered that kind of audience around the world. I mean, it's, you know, a play, a book, a theater production has grossed over $2 billion.
Right.
I'd like to invest in the next one of these if I can, you know,
I think it's picked up so well just because it's a great excuse to listen to a bunch of ABBA tunes for 2 hours.
Well, and it's fun, and ABBA, of course, you know, they were on the charts. I remember when they came out, and they were on the charts for decades, you know, and they just had that, they made you feel good.
Yeah.
That's what the music is. They made you feel good. You
know? And that's what the show is.
Exactly.
You know that too.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is a really light-hearted, fun piece of art. I mean, you're not going to come in there and watch the show and leave feeling heavy or like you have to think too much. I mean, there you will laugh. You will get a little knot in your throat during times of it, probably, because there are some emotional scenes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you will leave in a good mood. You will probably want to sing along while you're listening to the songs. It's just a fun couple of hours to spend.
And you're going to have earworms for the rest of the week.
You know? I can't sleep because I've got ABBA running through my head.
Yeah, all these ABBA tunes.
I think also it particularly speaks to women. Because, and not just because you have the heart of the play revolves around these two different triads of women.
Right.
But also because at the heart, both of the lead females are asking themselves, what is the right thing for them individually?
Right.
And trying to find their true path. So I think that a lot of people connect to the musical at first through the absolute entertainment and the joy of the music.
Right.
But then I think that there's that second layer that kind of hits you in the feels. If you're a mother, a daughter, if you have that tight relationship or if you've lost a parent, I think that it hits harder and connects you. We have one particular person in the cast, Megan Colvin, and she's going to kill me later, but she lost her mom, and they had a very strong connection to ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
And so this musical just means that much more to her
each
night when she's performing.
So let's go through the storyline, which is, you know, a little bit complex. There's theoretically going to be a marriage, but we'll find out more about that later. So can you kind of take us through, without spoiling anything, what the basic plot structure is of all of this? It's a daughter and a mother and their relationship, and a daughter searching for her missing father.
Right. Yeah. Well, it revolves around the character Donna and her daughter Sophie. And Sophie is scheduled to get married the very next day at the ripe age of 20. Her mother, Donna, and I play Donna, she's trying to be as supportive as she can, but she's a little unnerved by her daughter wanting to run off and get married so young. She has never shared with her daughter who her father is, and so Sophie, unbeknownst to her mom, finds three names in a diary and sends them invitations to the wedding without telling her mother she did so. And that's where, you know, the humor and the hilarity start to ensue. So,
and those three names all revolve around the summer of quick romances that she went through about 9 months before Sophie came into this world. So you guys can figure the connections out. So must have been an interesting summer for
her. Must have been, and Donna is not
we
happy
sing a
about,
lot about it.
Yes,
yeah.
We do. Yes, we do.
So let's go through all the characters. You play Donna, who is the mother, and this is Linnea.
Yes, I do.
And so tell us about Donna. What is her particular, you know, psychic profile, if you will?
Well, Donna has grown up a lot since that summer that all of that happened, and she has raised this daughter on her own. She has built and runs a Taverna Hotel for the last 15 years. She's worked her fingers to the bone. She hasn't had a vacation in that entire time. She has focused so much on raising her daughter. And there's a love lost in her life that she's never replaced. So.
Now, this doesn't take place in New York, right? This takes
on
place
a Greek island.
On a Greek island.
A Greek island. Yes.
Where else are you going to have a love fest like this?
Right, exactly.
Not that you couldn't in New York.
Right? Yeah. Correct. Yeah. There would just be a lot more people around.
Right.
Yeah.
So now Sophia is her daughter, and she's a ripe old age of 20. You know, there was a time when you were an old maid at 20. This is not that time.
No.
So now you're too young to get married at 20. And this is what Donna's fretting over. Who plays Donna? Oh, who's plays Sophie? I'm sorry. I just worked out.
That's Cecilia Shardar.
Okay.
And she's just a lovely young woman, and she's doing a beautiful job. And it's really terrific to see the connection between Cecilia and Linnea in real life and also on stage. And I think you'll see that reflected in the
So what show. Is Sophie's sort of makeup? I mean, obviously, she's got that absent father thing going on in her life, and she's trying to get married. And what is it that's driving her underneath? Because, you know, tables turn in plays. You just got to wait for the finish.
Well, she just feels a hole in her life. I mean, I don't know until this particular time that the play covers that she's actually told her mom what an empty space she has in her heart,
right,
because she doesn't know who her father is.
Right.
And so that's what sort of drives her through this whole thing. And Cecilia does a beautiful job with the character. She is a senior at Loyola and has an award-winning actress.
Yes.
So she's
and
wonderful.
Brilliant.
Yes.
So now Donna has three friends, and could you tell us about those? Well, she's got two female friends. One is Rosie and one is Tanya. Give us their, you know, this is a troika. So, you know, there's always an interesting dynamic where a troika is involved. So tell us about this troika.
Well, so all three of us have been incredibly close. We're very honest with each other. All three of us have a dynamic that we don't get upset with each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's unconditional love and trust. Rosie is a writer and a traveler, and very honest and crass. She
kind of like you.
I ain't going there.
Crass is maybe a crass word.
Actually, I think Linnea speaks truth here. And you know, in the dressing room and in rehearsals, a lot of our personal real life dynamics come out, and you see that chemistry on stage. And the three of us have genuinely really become friends.
We never had spent time together before auditions.
Okay.
And I mean, now I can say that they're probably just as good of friends with me as Donna's friends are with her. I love these two.
Well,
girls.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's a new play right there. You can write that, you know? So, but in the meantime, with the music of ABBA. So
I'm sure we were cast because Laura and Adam saw that we just had a friendship spark between the three of us during auditions, and they were right. I mean, I can't imagine life without these girls. I love them.
So that feeds into the play. That feeds into the energy because you're all having fun with it. It's not like you're competing with each other.
Oh, right.
I think by the last show, the script will probably be completely changed.
Laura will kill us.
Yeah, she will. But
I'll have to come to the last show. I want to see the new play.
Yeah. She'll be in the back with a small, like, air rifle filled with BBs, ready for one of us to go off script.
Paintball.
Could be fun.
Like, ow.
So now let's get into Sophie's little troika. Who are her friends and what are their little
dynamics? Oh, we never covered Tanya.
We have to cover Tanya.
Oh, Tanya, I'm sorry. Never mind.
I'm wearing enough bling here. I don't know how you can miss me. So Tanya is part of the troika. We were part of the first girl power band. Uh-huh. And so Tanya is pretty flamboyant. As I've mentioned before, I Linnea is dying laughing.
No crassness over here. No.
I call her drinky and slutty.
I thought for a second there that was code names for the two of us. I didn't realize you were talking about Tanya.
I guess that makes you drinky, Rosie.
There was that summer.
So anyway, Tanya likes a good time, but she's very sophisticated, and she has gone through 3 husbands now, all millionaires. Remember, this is the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so she likes a certain lifestyle, and I think she's really worried about her dear friend Donna because she sees that she's really struggling. And so part of the three of these ladies coming together is really to help their friend get out of these doldrums and help her find what makes her happy.
So Donna's kind of in a funk, and Sophie's in a funk, so
yes.
It's a pretty funky play when
it's
you think
so
about
funny.
It. So. So let's go through I'm going to go to the three main male cast members, sure. Sam, Bill, and Harry. And these are the three men that Sophie tracks down from the diary. Tell us about each one of those, because there's some mystery in here.
Oh, there is mystery. Right. So Sam is played by Ron Walsworth. Bill is played by Brian Smith. And Harry is played by Adam Philly, who is also our musical director.
Yeah.
And they're all three doing a terrific job.
So what is it about Sam and Bill and Harry that Sophia finds out throughout the whole thing? Because she's thinking one of these is her dad.
Right. Well, you know, that little kid's book, you know, Are You My Mother? It's kind of like she's kind of going up to each one of these gentlemen saying, Are you my dad? But right. In the most subtle of ways, because she doesn't want to scare anyone off and certainly doesn't want to let her mom know what she's up to.
So that's one of the mysteries here is her mom doesn't know she's involved with these guys.
Right.
So
right. But then each of these characters gets into a little bit of fun and frivolity of their own. I'm looking at you, Rosie.
Yeah,
there's some resolution and some intrigue that goes
yeah.
on.
just a little bit of fun along the journey.
Yeah. Well, without spoiling it, is there actually ever going to be a wedding in this play?
You'll have to get your ticket to find out.
Oh,
that's right.
You're just leaving me hanging there. So, all right.
I can tell you it'll definitely be a party.
Yeah. And lots of good music. Lots of songs. So let's get into, I guess, some of the other characters. Skye is Sophie's fiance, and that's played by who's playing Skye?
Charlie Rapolo.
Okay. And how about Pepper? Who is Pepper?
Pepper is played by Ty Leonard Gay, and he's an amazing dancer, so you'll see his moves.
Okay.
And then Eddie is played by Jeremy Yang. And our other named character is Father Alexandriost, played by Josh Hires.
And he gets to officiate?
Did we get everybody?
Well, Ollie and Lisa.
Get Lisa and Allie, who are, oh my gosh, these three girls. Oh, the new generation.
These are Sophie's,
yes.
troika. You know?
Yes. Right. So Shalem Carr is Lisa, and Caitlin Klein is Allie. And both are incredible, and Shalem actually is the assistant choreographer, so she's been keeping us in shape and making sure we look good on stage.
Well, there you go. This is a workout. This production is a workout.
Yes.
Isn't it?
I will mention that
like
Shalem also does beautiful hair. She's been doing my hair every night, and Tanya has a lot of it.
Okay, well, there you go.
She has some spare hair.
Okay, well. So how about the audience? I mean, this is the music of ABBA. Is the audience going to have any chance to, like, you know, celebrate and participate with this music at all?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we won't tell you exactly what happens, but we suggest those of you who come to the show, you know, normally in a stage production like this, people leave right after the bows.
Right.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Stay in your seats. Stay in the room. Because
well, they don't
we
have to stay
surprises.
In their seats.
Not in. No. We stand right. up if you'd like and yeah. dance along. But we do have some surprises post bow.
Now, should I bring my patent leather shoes? You know, the high tops.
Most
my disco.
Oh, yeah.
My disco. You know. God help me.
God help
if
us all. We're all
them,
in them.
Wear them.
Well, how about any other facets? I mean, the music, there's going to be a lot of songs. This is, I mean, I'm looking at the set list of songs, and it looks like a double album.
And there's some original music, too, to the show. Isn't that correct? Because, I mean...
Yeah, not all of them are ABBA.
Right.
Some of the two members of the band, ABBA, you know, produced the yeah. music for this. And so they can't... But it's ABBA-esque.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
since
yeah.
they
yes.
did all of the music
oh,
for
definitely.
ABBA, they've got ABBA
no,
in
No, you'll get uh-huh. your fix. It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
And the dancing is fabulous. You
well,
know what's
yeah.
funny is... I did not audition for one of these roles. I auditioned for chorus because
oh,
I
really?
Just wanted to be in the party.
Okay.
And now looking back on it, it is a darn good thing that I did not get into the chorus because those people are working it.
Yeah, and it's
grueling.
Oh, my God. I can barely do one jump into my partner's arms,
yeah.
and they're doing like 10 of them by the end of the number. I mean, it's... Oh. It's ridiculous.
So it is CrossFit training, basically.
Yes.
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 It's so funny because you think you do a musical, oh, I'm going to be in such good shape, but you get to the first rehearsal and you're like, oh my goodness, I should have gotten in shape to do the musical.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's what happens on Broadway. They stay in the gym when they're not on the
that's
stage because
right.
you have to. So,
yeah.
Well, now the original run of this was going to be tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday and Sunday, and then next week and the following week. But you guys were sold out fairly quickly, weren't you, for all that?
Yes.
So you've extended
We've
this.
Broken
extended.
Shreveport Little Theater records.
Yeah,
we
well, there you
extended.
Go. So now what are the new extension dates? So folks who have not yet gotten tickets can go ahead and, you know, then you'll have to extend again. We'll be doing this until next summer. So, you know.
Well, there goes getting in shape, right?
Yeah,
I need to quit my job. No. No, we're extending through August 4th. So we have four more performances, August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And I suggest, because we did sell out so quickly before even opening night, which is tonight,
right.
that if you want to come to this show, you should call immediately. Either call the box office at 318-424-4439 or log on to www.shreveportlittletheater, and that's theater with an RE.com.
Yeah, don't wait around to the end and then to cry, Mamma Mia, I didn't
miss
exactly.
it. The box office is open noon to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can go online right now, as a matter of fact. Fill it up. Come on. We'll get this extended through next summer. So, you know, let's just go ahead and do it, you know. So
I would love to spend so much more time with these ladies.
Oh, I would too.
I really would. And
well,
this cast.
You're not leaving me right after the
no,
show, are you?
No, okay. no. All but right. I truly love everyone in this cast and crew. I mean,
I'm not looking forward to saying goodbye to this one.
No, I'm not either.
No, this sounds like one of those where you're literally in tears at the last performance.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there is such a thing. There really is.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be sad to let this one go.
The
yeah.
energy within this cast, this crew, is incredibly positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to be the big takeaway.
That'll
people that come see this show
the
are going to feel good.
Yeah, because it just infuses. When everybody's got that, you know, it just fills the music up, and that's the energy that drives the whole show, you know. So,
absolutely.
Well, any final thoughts you want to share? I think we've laughed our way through this. So, folks, you come because you're going to laugh your off.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's a great show. You really shouldn't miss it. You should try to come out and see it.
It is. Yeah, Laura Beeman Nugent is doing a wonderful directorial job, and Adam is doing so great with the music, and we're just really blessed.
And are you guys going to be donning any ABBA costumes along the way?
Oh, I think that's a that's a given.
There's
There's a couple of costumes that produce a massive amount of sweat.
Okay, so it's going to be a sweaty production, too.
Front row. Bring your poncho.
Linnea, Jennifer, and Heather, thank you so much for joining me. This has been a blast.
Thank you.
That was cast members Linnea Fayard Allen, Jennifer Carcillo, and Heather Pooper. And they join me in our Knoll Foundation studios to discuss Mamma Mia, the musical, which will be presented by the Shreveport Little Theater. It opens tonight, July 11th at 7:30, with more performances on the 12th, the 13th, the 18th, 19th, 20th, 25th, 26th, 27th at 7:30, and matinee performances on July 14th, 21st, and 28th at 2 p.m. Now, they've extended the production to August 1st, 2nd, and 4th as well. For ticket information, you can call them at 318-424-4439. That's 318-424-4439, or visit ShreveportLittleTheater.com. Shreveport Little Theater is located at 812 Margaret Place in Shreveport. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
And wonder, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing could capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing.